Eighth grader Annika Dixon is playing Concerto in A minor by Vivaldi. She typically starts her day with the violin before sitting down at her family's dining room table for a homeschool lesson with her mother. This morning, the subject is writing.
After you write that narrative, the second step is you're going to write a brief description of the poem structure.
Yvonne Dixon has four children, and her three younger ones were just bussed off to their local public school. Annika is her oldest and has only been homeschooling for about a year.
I don't know at this point if I'll be homeschooling the rest of my children. I think you have to look at each child individually and decide as a family which option is best for them.
For Annika, homeschooling alleviates social pressures.
Then if I finish early, I have extra time to do what I want during the day.
Homeschooling is just one education option, along with charter schools, private schools, and distance learning. State Senator Scott Hammond authored SB 302, also known as the Universal School Choice Bill. Last June, Nevada lawmakers passed the bill, which subsidizes schooling alternatives for eligible students. So far, Hammond says too much focus has been placed on students leaving public schools and taking state funding with them.
It never really was about just taking public money and transferring it to private school. It was always about what is the delivery of education, how it's going to change in the future.
Hammond says the goal is to spur even more innovation in education. But since the program is so new, it's not possible to say how it will affect the state's lagging education system. Russ Whitehurst is a researcher at the Brookings Institution. He studies school choice and says Nevada is now a trailblazer.
This is a universal program. Every family in the state who has a child who has been attending public school is eligible to get this money. That's not the case anywhere else. So in that sense, this is revolutionary.
The law allows the state to deposit money in an education savings account, or ESA. The amount parents will get is roughly $5,000, or 90% of the state's spending per student. Families below federal poverty level and special needs students get 100% of the state's funding. But Whitehurst says there's a problem with those amounts.
It leaves the tuition payment for a private school out of the reach of a low-income parent, and that's a bad thing if you're interested in choice as a mechanism to increase equity.
This is going to be a huge failure for the students of Nevada.
That's Ruben Murillo. He heads the Nevada State Education Association, which represents about 28,000 education professionals. His agency opposed the bill, citing a lack of equity and accountability. Murillo expects the majority of ESA applicants will be suburban middle-class families. He's also worried that the state doesn't have a way to adequately measure student success, since participants can choose from several standardized tests.
If parents are able to choose which test to take, how do we know that that test will give the results or give an accurate account of a student's capabilities or how much they've learned?
On top of that, there's no minimum score tied to receiving the money. Even with that potential flaw, Russ Whitehurst, the researcher we heard from earlier, says school choice would at least shake up public education in Nevada.
And that disruption can lead to improvements. Imagine now that the public schools start losing a fair number of students. I think we've got to get better. We've got to compete. We have to do some things differently.
I definitely think it could and probably will challenge the status quo. Whether it improves things or not, we'll have to wait and see.
That's Kim Metcalf, the Dean of the College of Education at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Metcalf says there is no proven formula that guarantees academic success.
If people knew with certainty how to effectively educate children in urban settings, they would do it. It's not that people know how and refuse to do it.
Metcalf describes implementing school choice as similar to a clinical drug trial, that it's an experiment to collect evidence on what works and what doesn't.
The best we can do is continue to try to improve what we're doing. And I think the danger is when we believe we have discovered an answer and hold so fast and uncritically to it that we fail to see where it may not be working.
It will take some time to see if Nevada's gamble on school choice pays off, but finding a solution remains critical for the nearly 500,000 students enrolled in the state's public school system. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.